and guilt gives way to grace. This baby Jesus changes everything. That's the first thing that we see, is that Jesus brings light to spiritual darkness. The second thing we see is this, is that the Messiah, that Jesus, was given for the sins of the world. Now, there are those who today would want to make us think that Jesus was sent for some other reason, but he was sent to save this world from their sins and from our sins. Verse 3 goes on and tells us here in these verses, he says, "You have multiplied the nation, you have increased the joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian." Verse 5. "For every boot of the trampling warrior in battle, tumult, and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given." Notice what Isaiah does here in these verses. He moves on to one of the most familiar, most profound passages in all of the Scripture. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given." That single sentence holds so much deep truth for us. A child is born. Who is that speaking of? That's speaking of Jesus, and that's speaking of Jesus in his humanity. When it says a son is given, who's the son? He's the son of the Father. That's speaking of his deity. In other words, Jesus is fully God and fully man. Completely both, not partially one or partially the other. He is completely both. He is the God-man. And notice this, the son is given. When you read about that word and you think about that word, it is directly pointing us towards the cross. Because Jesus wasn't born just to live among us. He was born to die for us. John 3:16 tells us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." That's what Jesus came to do. So understand this, Christmas and Calvary are inseparably linked together. Even the gifts that were brought by the wise men are quietly telling that story. Think about what was brought with the gifts. Gold fit for a king. Frankincense used by the priests in worship. And myrrh, which was what? A burial spice. And so from the very beginning, the message was clear. It was pointing to Jesus' life as the King of Kings, as his ministry as the priest interceding before us, and his death on the cross for our sins. Scripture tells